singing brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom.
Yeah, singing
brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom.
Yeah, singing
brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom.
Do da next, do da each bumpy.
Hey hey, all right, not my man, I'm not that get that show fix. Hey hey, that ain't my future, has the man I eat.
That is how we are starting our entire year, 2024. Unfortunately, One Piece's intro got completely stomped out by fucking Mashal Season 2's intro.
That one's still fire, though.
That shit is an absolute bop. It has almost 12 million views in 2 weeks.
Oh, it is almost up to 12. I said, oh, it's at 11 million. Now it's almost up to 12.
That shit is fucking crazy.
400,000 likes.
They more. Definitely were doing coke when they made that song, for sure, because there's no ways in that. They came up with a whole Jersey beat on the fucking bed squeaking sound. Like, yeah. How did they fucking make the catchiest song in all? That's literally, like, probably a top 10 anime intro already. In 2 weeks.
It is actually pretty good.
I cannot think of 8 songs better than that. I really can't. Like
that One Piece intro still be fire though.
It's really fucking good,
fun
but
with that One Piece
a top 10.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, probably not.
One Piece got the animation. One Piece got the animation for sure. But the song, that's all I'm saying.
Everybody, welcome back to the summit. This is your girl,
yeah,
Isabel.
Welcome back to the summit. This is Dylan. And we have another episode for you guys, a regular one. This is a straight up OG ass episode. I had to start off with that fucking bop because that's all that's been on my mind for like the past 2 weeks. This is just a straight up OG episode, so you know how this shit goes, you guys. It's gonna be everywhere.
We got the baby to sleep and we're about to just talk about shit, you know?
Yeah, Naya fell asleep. We were just playing with her all day. Isabel took down the Christmas tree, so there's extra space for her to be an absolute fucking menace.
She's just getting into everything. She's walking now. Did we say that the last time? She is
running.
Walking.
She's running.
She started walking at a year and a month.
Sprinting.
And
everywhere.
She's now, yeah, tumbling ever. Like, she is on a move. Like, I don't even know. She knows how to get down from the couch
now.
She
climbs
by herself.
Shit,
she knows
effectively.
How to, yeah, she knows.
She climbs things effectively now, you guys, and gets down from them effectively. It's crazy.
She's our little menace. We love her.
I do love her very much. Very,
she's
very
doing
much.
Really, really good. She's doing awesome.
And you know,
our little Will of D, you know, just the first kid. She's like anything that is like anything type of like she's not free to just do whatever she wants. She was like, hey, I need to be able
she's
to
like,
do what I want.
I'll give you guys 30 minutes to keep me locked up in this little crib crate. We have like a 5 foot by 5 foot play area for
play
her
pen,
that
yeah,
like zips up. And she's like, listen, you'll have a half hour of me chilling in here, and I'm going to start losing my fucking shit. I'm going
to
break out.
I need to be free.
You got 30 minutes. Go chill. 31 minutes. I'm going to fucking escape. And that's literally like she's dead ass not playing either. No. She'll walk straight off the couch, not even think twice about it. She's an absolute fucking menace,
but
you guys.
But then sometimes she'll get down fine. She's like, all right, I got this.
She knows how to get out. She knows how to get down. She's just like, guess what?
She wants to parkour.
Catch me, bitch.
She wants to parkour everything.
Catch me.
It's so funny.
Yeah, she's a wild ass baby.
It's because she's growing so fast and that Will of D is in her. She's just like, I can't control my
shout out our fucking doctor's office for being the absolute worst doctor's office ever. We've had to push back our 1 year baby appointment now by 2 months. We're on month number 2 of baby appointment 1 year. We were supposed to go today, Monday, January 22nd. You know, right? We pay for that great healthcare. What great healthcare we get.
Yeah, I'm about to just consider something else. I don't know. I am considering my options.
And I had a rash. Guess who figured that out? We did.
Yeah.
Not the doctor. You wonder why?
It was the diaper.
Because he canceled today.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Fucking bitch.
Probably because he got sick or something.
I'm sick. I don't give a fuck. Heal yourself, dog. You're
Heal
a doctor.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Trash-ass motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
And we came on the last podcast. We had talked about how I unexpectedly gotten laid off from my job. Fuck that
Best
place.
Best thing that ever happened.
We're on a war path now, you guys.
Ooh.
So if you're here with us, one thing that we're going to do here, I'm going to start 2024. I'm going to start trying to figure out how to add sound effects to the podcast here, honestly, to be honest. Ooh, I'm gonna figure out.
Gunshot sound.
I have a fucking solid way, I think. We have just have to test it. We haven't run any tests yet.
All right.
But it's too early. We're about to go. So listen, January, February is gonna be a little wild for us because we're going on Florida vacation. And I had gotten fired unexpectedly at the end of December. I already have a new job. My new job is amazing. I love everyone that works there. It's fucking great. Shout out Quentin from the Neighborhood Saga.
I was talking to Quentin
about that the other day. Isn't it fucking crazy that? Yeah. So I pretty much what had happened was I had gotten laid off from my job. I called Quentin and I called a bunch of people and I said, hey, if you're hiring, let me know. I'm looking for a new job. I'm the best employee you could get. Honestly, I work my fucking ass off. Yeah. I'm a fucking bomb ass employee.
Yeah.
And I don't even expect that much. You know what I mean? I just want paid what I'm due. That's it. I don't want no extra shit. I don't want no fucking holiday parties. I don't want nothing. Just pay me what I'm fucking worth. That's it. So Hellwood Products, I'm calling them out by their name. If you guys want to leave a Google review, you know what I'm saying? Leave an honest review of the company and their product. You know what I mean? Don't leave a review just based off of my negative work experience. It's definitely a negative work experience, but this is just my personal story, you know what I mean? So if you guys want to leave things based off of like if you were to leave a 1-star review based off of the fact that they don't have like even their management phone numbers written down, you know what I mean, on the side of the doors on their Google page doesn't even have the accurate phone numbers or website, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if you were to leave like an anonymous review, a 1-star review of that, like it would literally be true. It wouldn't even be because of me or anything I'm saying right now. Not that it's like slander, you know what I'm saying? If we were to go to court, I could definitely talk about all the homophobic and fucking horrible things they've said to me about trans people, gay people, you know what I'm saying? One of the people there, one of my old managers, his name was Gary, right? Gary Fissel, if you guys want to look that up. His name is Gary Fissel. Massive homophobe. He's literally come up to me and said horrible shit to me. He is also happens to be the guy who counts our votes in Pennsylvania. So you know how like when you go in and you vote in person, he's the guy who oversees all that.
Really? And wasn't he there January 6th?
Yeah, he was at the insurrection as well. It's not a rumor. I was there at work when he came back the day after the insurrection and tried to come to work. And I said, hey, Devin, you know, the manager, the owner of the entire company. Hey, Devin. Isn't it wild that he was just on an insurrection with 50,000 people in the middle of COVID and he's unvaccinated and you're letting him back to work the very next day when you're supposed to have a fucking 2-week negative file or a COVID vaccination or a negative COVID test? Isn't that crazy that you have to have like a negative COVID? That's like kind of a law, you know? It was crazy because too, when the COVID happened, right? When COVID originally happened back in 2020, they, instead of providing us with accurate masks for us to wear, they came around with old Christian t-shirts that they had ripped up into bandanas. And that was what they had wanted us to wear to prevent COVID, was old Christian t-shirt serious? Bandanas.
No, stop.
Yeah, and then when I said, hey, Devin, this isn't a fucking mask, dog. You know what he said? I don't care. That was what he responded to me with. So all if right. we're just going off of like a low IQ Republican baseline of fucking Trump retardation, we're going off here. And I did just use the R word. You know what I'm saying? Bradley, if you're listening to this, he's one of my special needs friends who had worked at the job with me. I know you haven't seen me because I was fired, dog. Well, not fired. I was laid off, technically. You know what that means. But now this new job that I'm working at is amazing. Shout out Quentin, bro. You're a real one. I appreciate you so fucking much. My overall quality of living has been so much fucking better in the past 3 weeks that I've been working there.
For sure.
The manager, it's weird because it's exactly how I would want a rich person to act. Josh, I don't know if you're listening to this episode or not. Probably not, to be honest, but shout out you, dog. Appreciate you. This man has already given me more family time with my family. Paid family time. Paid. This man let me, he paid me till 4 o'clock today. Let me off at 1 p.m. And shout for out. Nothing. for nothing. I didn't do fucking anything. I shoveled some snow today. This man is actually a millionaire who actually gives a fuck about his employees and about family, and I respect him for that for sure. Don't know anything about him at all, to be honest. I don't know his last name. His name's Josh. That's it. That's all I know about him. That's the extent.
It's awesome.
And he got
awesome.
Three kids. Yeah. He's a fucking great dude. Shout out Quentin for getting me the job. I literally called Quentin up and I said, hey, if you have a job, let me know. I'll come through. Quentin had called me and said, come in Tuesday. Josh wants to talk to you and meet you. I went in on Tuesday, met Josh, real cool guy, and he hired me on the spot. Yeah, that was for Josh specifically. I gave Quentin one today at work, so I don't want to give anyone else, you know what I'm saying? I gave Matt one today at work too. Told me it wasn't enough bass.
Enough bass.
But yeah, I just honestly I can't, like, literally the quality of living I've had in the past 3 weeks have been far better
it's
than
been
anything.
Awesome.
It was getting to the point because it was honestly getting to the point of hell where I was dreading every day I woke up and I was like, fuck. Like, I just woke up and I was just defeated off rip. Yeah. I was just like, fuck, I gotta go in this place and I fucking hate all these people. They don't, and I knew they don't appreciate me. But I asked,
bust his ass
I worked
day,
there
guys.
For 10 fucking years, you guys. 10 years. I've never once asked for a raise, ever. In 10 years, a full decade, never asked for a raise. Last year, I went and asked Devin for a raise. I've seen the paperwork. I saw how much I was making him on the router. He offered me 24 cents a week, an hour. Absolutely. Yeah. That comes out.
Lesson learned, guys.
That comes out to $9 extra a week. That was all that he could afford to muster up to give me. The only employee who could run every single fucking machine in the entire warehouse. I'm one of three employees, him being one of them. Him, Gary, the other head manager, the owner, the head manager, and me were the only people who could run every machine in the entire warehouse alone. And they just didn't appreciate me. You know what I mean? They cared more about their bottom dollar. They cared more about getting tax breaks for hiring mentally handicapped fucking people. They cared more about dumb shit like that than actually having a quality employee to stick around for 15 years, which is fine, honestly, because I don't know how this podcast is sounding, if it's sounding bitter or if it's sounding anything. I know Isabel's been sitting back for the past 10 minutes and just been letting me fucking rant because this is a hate rant podcast, but I really busted my fucking ass for 12 years. And I value that. Like, they gave me, I have 10 years of forklift experience because of them now. You know what I mean? But like, to just absolutely blatantly disregard, like, this year, 2023, was the first year where we didn't have to pay for our employee dinners, our Christmas party. This is the first year where we didn't have to input money or supplies for our fucking company Christmas party. And I'm supposed to thank these people. For what? Wasting my fucking time? Just don't. If you're at a job, and that's what's crazy, you know what I mean? I was comfortable. I was afraid of losing, because we had a good setup. Isabel works weekends. I work during the week. And Isabel works nights, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard working nights, but it's like, I work during the week, and that was just our setup we have. We didn't have to have fucking family care, baby care for Anaya, or anything like that, or have to worry about Anaya being mistreated at a fucking daycare, or shot up at a fucking school. And, like, the sacrifice for that was just that we fucking work different shifts, and that we work the way we work.
We've definitely been busting our asses to take care of Anaya and go around, having a baby. And we're doing it alone. And we get praised a lot for that. And we're very thankful for the people that, I mean, I know all of my girlfriends
that,
even my own mom that has said, yeah, you guys are definitely, I mean, killing it. We're killing it as parents. And I'm really thankful for that. But I mean, we're very tired. We're very we're doing it. And we knew what we were signing up for. So we expected this, and it's gotten easier in some routes, but Dylan is, like, as you guys know, very loyal, and it just sucks that at companies, and this is not just one company, this is just multiple companies that can do this. I mean,
yeah,
across the board, when you look at, like,
every company I've ever
you look at these major companies, and they're just getting away with treating yeah, I mean, it's really, really
they're
sad.
They're getting away with treating their fucking workforce like slaves.
Yeah, yeah.
Like absolute slaves.
There's a lot of companies getting away with that. So yeah. It's nice that our generation is like, it's been said in studies that we value, we don't give a, we know that we are replaceable. We know we are. So we're going to treat the job and do the bare minimum. Like, I mean, they want to call us like lazy. Don't call me fucking lazy. School is way too expensive to afford. Okay. And then you're going to look at the other call, like, okay, like I get into a company, I have this degree that I have to pay $400 a month on for this degree that I got, and then I don't get paid an appropriate wage.
Isabel did 3 years of school to have her final year ripped away from her because of COVID, and the school wanted to do a less interactive teaching. What is it called? Like a fucking
Zoom. We were doing Zoom.
I'm saying like so what had happened was Isabel was less hands on. Isabel was supposed to do. She had done all of her fucking regular classes. All she had left was hands on shit. And then COVID happened, and they said, "Hey, we're not going to do any hands on shit because COVID is happening, but we're still going to charge you the same price."
No, that's true. The prices didn't even change.
That's not fucking fair.
No.
That's not fair. You're getting literally half the fucking educational benefit for the same price. And then when she goes in, when you were to go into the workforce and not have any hands-on experience, and they're going to be confused or treat you like less of an employee as someone else because you don't have that hands-on experience, and it's just your fault because of COVID, because the schools didn't want to accommodate for that, because they didn't want to be held accountable, because they didn't want to fucking get rid of the stupid ass fucking dean's bonus for the year. His $1 million bonus for the year. It's fucking bullshit to me.
COVID did, honestly, I forget how COVID really fucked
Fucked everything up because for three full fucking years.
These made these 5% profit even more. And then they were like, oh, we don't want to give up our profit. So then inflation just fucking got out of control. And now we're not getting anything because, I mean, anyway, not to go into a whole tangent,
they're trying to stop.
I hate to say it, but it's like, let's just wake the fuck up for a second and realize that, okay, why the fuck aren't, like, why is this getting so bad?
Yeah, because I mean, we're talking about rule. We're talking about rule 10 right now. We're talking about rule 10 right now in the Discord. If you guys know, you know, the rules don't apply to me. Suck my fucking dick. I'm going to talk about politics if I want to talk about politics on my podcast. No one listens to this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? There's like fucking 20 of y'all that listen to this, and I appreciate the 20 of you.
We appreciate it. We do.
The 20, 25 of you that listen to this shit every week, I fuck with y'all.
Hell yeah. We love that.
That's what some people don't understand, right? This shit don't pay my fucking bills. I don't make no money off this.
We don't.
You ever hear an ad? You ever hear a fucking ad on this podcast? Mm-hmm. You want to know why? Because I'm a real ass motherfucker. That's why. And they want me to suck dick and be like, oh, just be nice and just be friendly to everyone and then just promote our thing so everyone be friends to us. No. If something's fucking trash,
we got the will of
I'm
going to
fucking
veins.
Say
sorry.
It's trash. Yeah, you think Luffy can be bought?
Oh, sorry. You think Luffy would fucking be okay with these companies? Like, come on now.
Absolutely
fuck
fucking
here,
raping
bitch.
Their fucking family and friends and employees? No. I'm not about that shit anymore. I was never about that shit at all. I was complicit for a while.
The inequality is getting worse and worse, and I don't know when we're all going
to
wake up
freedom.
To it.
I'm on Straw Hat Freedom Time now.
Yeah, we're all on Straw Hat Freedom Time, exactly.
And it's not even just for me, you know what I'm saying? And that's just like, we have so much shit to talk about in this podcast. It's been 20 minutes. We haven't fucking talked. I've just been ranting about my life and how shit it is and fucked Evan Howell, and he's a bitch. His fat fucking girlfriend's in the hospital too. I don't know if you guys know that. I hope she fucking passes away.
Stop.
That's my fucking opinion. Suck my dick, Devin. You got something to say to me? Say it to my face, bitch.
I mean, yeah, fuck that company for sure.
Made me sell my fucking cobalt for cheap because they want to fucking be a petty little bitch. Can't speak to me in my face because, you know, I'll fucking drop you, pussy.
Oh, God. Street Dylan's coming out, y'all. Calm down. Or watch the fuck out.
I'm just saying. She's probably in the hospital because she has diabetes, Devin. No one wanted to fuck her in high school. That's why you got her, dog. I'm just saying. I remember her name was Leah. She was one of them fat bitches who would be
we're
like,
call us the hate
she was
podcast.
Like, she was like, look at my titties. Hey, bitch, your titties are there because you're 400 fucking pounds, all right? All right?
Oh, my God.
Not because you have big titties, Leah. You're obese.
Oh, my my God, stop. And
that's why she's in the hospital with a Widowmaker heart attack.
We
you know
don't
what I'm saying?
Fast shame what we hear. Dylan's
I do.
Big.
I do.
Big. That's why.
I
Dylan's
do.
Big. That's why he fast shames. Okay?
Yeah, you guess what? I'm fat too. I'm 300 pounds. Suck my dick. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God. I hate you.
I'm just saying, anyone who thinks that I talk like this, I might see me in real life.
That's true. I mean, sorry, you don't pay our bills.
You can
start paying our bills and I'll be nice.
Y'all can think I'm like this. You all can think I'm not like this in person, but I am.
He tones it down to people in person.
I tone it down. Yeah, exactly.
And that's it.
I tone it down.
It's because we know we're talking to our real friends right now and our real supporters.
I'm talking to the 25 realest people in my life right now.
People that are literally our friends. So, you know, y'all know.
And that's what I'm saying. If you heard this episode, shout out you for listening to the fucking podcast, dog. Because I know this is
the
fucking
podcast.
This is, yeah, this is really like the hate episode. I'm not going to title it the hate episode, but fuck y'all.
This even, world shall no pain even, episode,
okay, bitch? This world shall no pain, bitch. All I'm just saying is I can't say anything, you guys. There's so much.
We are a part of the Straw Hat crew. Okay, we are
officially
a certificate
certified
of our crew.
You guys hear that certified Straw Hat episode?
We're certified Straw Hat, so I'm just saying we are all about oppression-free life. So suck our dick.
Now that I'm living a life of absolute freedom, because like my job don't even feel real, to be honest with you, Josh. Like I fuck with you, dog. I appreciate you. This is the I've never done. I feel like I've done less work at this job than I have at school, even.
Aww.
Like, I feel like high school was harder.
Shout out to Josh.
Like, oh my God. I worked today. What? I went in at 8 o'clock.
And then to go into to work with people that are actually like you like vibe with, because I vibe with a lot of the girls that I work with, which really helps because the people make or break your work life because you're going there, you know, either every day or if you're doing like me, I do 12-hour shifts, so I'm not there every day, but I'm still there. So it's like you really have to like get along. Like it's teamwork, at least where I'm at. So you're with people that you can actually like vibe with now and or just chill with and. I'm so happy for you because Dylan, since he was very, very young, has had to work, which I'm so thankful that I got everything I asked for. And Dylan never had that to a point. So
I've literally been working since I was like 13.
Yeah, 13. I got my first job at 17, guys. And that's because I was in sports. I was active in school. I had parents that loved me and appreciate. I don't know, appreciate, but like, you know, raised me.
I remember I got a job.
Everything I wanted. I was...
I got a job at 13. I couldn't afford I wanted a cell phone. I wanted a cell phone real bad. And I couldn't. Told that I couldn't get a cell phone until I could afford the monthly payment myself. So it was like, it was like $75 or $50 a month. I can't really remember. I had T-Mobile back then. And I had gotten my first job just doing yard work throughout the neighborhood every week. So every weekend I would just do yard work, just mowing lawns and pulling weeds and shit. And that was just all I did all week. And then I fucking built that up. And I just did that every single weekend for till I was 15. And then that was when I got my first like legal official job at Chick-fil-A. But yeah, and then I've just been busting my ass since then. And I do feel like this job I'm at now is I know it's like too early. You know what I mean? I've only been there for fucking a month. But I do feel like even just this month, I felt more relaxed and appreciated in this past month than I have ever in my other job ever. My other job, if it snowed, they would still demand you fucking come in and work. They did not give a fuck. Wreck your car and come in here. They don't give a shit. The other job, they didn't give a fuck if you had an appointment. They literally wrote me up for having to go to baby appointments for leaving 2 hours early. I would still work 8 hours. It was 10-hour days. I would work an 8-hour day and then I would leave the last 2 hours to go to a baby appointment every month. When I had Anaya, she was a newborn, and we would literally. Yeah. That was so cute. I'm fucking dark right now. Hi. Mom brought her last in here. I don't know why she's there anymore. You want to be on the podcast? You want to talk?
You say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dada.
Dada?
Mama.
No. You guys hear how fucking cute that was? Holy shit.
And we're killing it as parents, and I'm so
glad. Yeah. She's supposed to be in bed, though. It's 11 o'clock. What are you doing? What are you doing?
She's my little night,
this one,
night shift baby.
She is a little night shift baby, that's for sure. Thankfully, she's literally the cutest child in the entire world. So, with my amazing new job comes, I'd be getting off early sometimes. Josh be hooking me up, and we'd be getting off at, fucking noon, 1 o'clock, and he pays me till 4. But, the other day, I tried out Crumble Cookies for the first time. Some of you guys might have it. We've talked about it on the podcast before.
He came home and surprised me. I'm sorry, yeah. Look at us being soulmates. You can say it. Yeah, he came home and had this, this cute ass pink box, right? That said Crumble Cookie on it, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And then it had a little sticker that said, I love you.
I got the 4-pack because I wasn't sure, you know what I'm saying? They have 4, 6, and 8, I think. But I was like, I don't know if I like all these. I want to see what they were like first. So I got that 4-pack. It was like 15. I think overall I paid $20, and that was for 4 cookies. And I got a custom box. And a little sticker that says I love you on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm cute. You know what I'm saying?
He is cute, guys. Having a baby sucks. Just a PSA for all them girls out there. If there's any girls listening to this, okay? I am here. There is a woman's voice into this podcast.
There is roughly 30%.
30% of women. A woman's voice? Okay. Well, it's me, but I'm just saying.
I look at the stats. There's 30%
women. Oh, 30% women. Watching. I mean, not watching. Listening to this. Hell yeah. Okay. Love that. Okay. To all you 30% girlies out there. All right.
I know. You never really looked at our stats. Do you want to see our stats?
I'm down.
I have them right here. I have them. I don't think Isabel's ever looked at this, ever.
So I'm here, and it's been a lot having to juggle. I'll say, Dylan and I are really, we are doing good relationship wise. It's just because, listen, having us time has been a struggle.
We don't have anyone to watch her.
We're far from my family. I do have people to watch. I have family to watch her, but
your aunt and your mom, and that's
they do not mind. But that, it's like I just feel bad because we're a little farther
and,
off.
And
so.
So you guys know Wanderlust. He had come on the podcast before. We had him over to babysit one time, and that motherfucker fell asleep. Thankfully, Ashley was here, and Madison was here also, the two adults in the fucking room. So they were up with Anaya.
We love them. Yeah,
I invited my cousin over. I love you, Tyler. Shout out. You're a little fuck bitch.
We love our family.
He fell asleep. This motherfucker fell asleep.
Because our apartment's that comfortable, okay? It's just chilling,
our apartment is that chill.
It is that chill.
I know.
Right?
I don't blame you. I don't blame him for falling asleep.
Oh,
but
God. Thank God for Ashley.
We spent $400 on a futon. It's a comfy futon. Ruka, when you come stay here, dog.
But just being a mom and stuff has been a lot. And I very, I just want to applaud that. And I give the same advice to all of my girlfriends that I just really know who you're having a kid with, because it does change. I'm just saying from a woman's perspective, it's a big toll. I should say toll on the body. And I'm not going to deny that. I mean, I got through it. I wanted it. But again, it's been a lot. So we've been, just juggling, trying to find time for each other and with podcasting and with working full time. And then we're about to go to Florida next week, it's long overdue. We did not go on vacation.
Can't
with
wait.
Anaya. Obviously, she was too small.
Yeah, full year. We didn't go on vacation.
It's been a minute since we've gone anywhere. I was pregnant.
Yeah, last time we went on vacation was October. We went to South Carolina. It was October 2022. Pregnant.
Yeah, I was miserable, honestly. I'm sorry. I'm glad it was fun for everybody else.
Rented a mansion.
I was so tired all the time.
We rented a beach house mansion with a pool on the deck, and we did say it was a nice vacation.
It was chill. I was just so tired.
We had taken a half pound of weed down, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. I was pregnant. All right, listen. I was pregnant. I was just tired and miserable.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you ready to look at these stats?
But yeah.
So What do you think the U.S. What do you think the U.S. percentages of our listeners?
I'm thinking 43%.
It's way higher than that.
Awesome.
83% is in the U.S. 83% is in the United
Hell
States.
Oh yeah, love it.
I can't Double see a, I can't see a state Triple breakdown, word. But
what
do you think second place is after the U.S.?
Canadian.
Yep.
Hell yeah! Look at me go.
4% Canadian.
Okay.
4% is the next one as well. What do you think that is?
Either Germany or Romania. No?
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. Okay, well, is that close to... Yeah, that's... In Romania? Okay.
Ruka...
Love you, Ruka.
I feel like that can't just be Ruka. 4%?
Yeah.
You gotta be someone else, Ruka. There's someone else listening near you, dog. You gotta figure out who it is.
Find them.
The United Kingdom, 3%. And then Germany, that would be definitely fucking Unity holding it down with Germany.
I love all of our international, like everyone that's in the Discord. I know I'm not active a lot just because I'm tired and I'm taking care of a babe, but like my New Year's resolution is to try to be more, probably was the same last year, honestly.
That's a lame
just to try to be
resolution.
More active. No, my other New Year's resolution was to go through my clothing, okay? And that is one that I...
Happen.
No, it will happen one of these days when I have like 3 days off in a row, but it has not happened yet. So, because again, I'm doing chores one day and then whatever we got planned for the next. So I'm just a little tired girl, you know? I'm tired.
So after Germany, what do you think the next... This is the last one that's above 1%. This is also 2%.
Asian, Japan?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Shout out Switzerland.
Fan out there?
I don't know.
Hey, hit me up. Like, what the fuck?
Switzerland, shout out. Appreciate you. Welcome to the summit, dog. We definitely did not have that yet last year. Underneath Switzerland, the next three with 1% are France, Brazil, and Japan. So we have like roughly one person in each of those countries listening.
Hell yeah.
Shout out.
I love that.
I'm glad Japan is at least in our top 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Japan is number 9.
Hell yeah.
Algeria is number 10 with 1%. Shout out Algeria.
Hell yeah. I love that.
As we continue down our list, we have...
It's funny because all these places I want to, like, see at some point in my life.
Where,
you know,
where
would
you...
To go to
other than
or
Japan.
Travel or something.
Where you want to go?
I'd love to meet Ruka. I'd
yeah,
love to meet
I'm
you,
down,
dude. I'm just saying, I think it'd be so cool to travel to meet someone that we've talked to for so long, especially you. I mean, more than you.
We did get to meet Triple. He was
and
in
Germany,
South Carolina.
Of course, I'm down to see. I mean, but then
Unity.
Also just to see, yeah, him.
Yeah, I would love
yeah,
to meet
Unity. I'd love to go there. So
we haven't been as active with Uni lately, but that's because we've just been so fucking busy.
Yeah, we've been. Yeah, he's been busy too. But
Spotify, 73% of our audio only listeners is Spotify.
Okay, hell yeah.
Apple
that.
Podcast is 8%. Web browser is 12%.
So like one
thought that was
people.
Weird.
Okay.
12 no, more than 12%.
No? Oh,
for
okay.
12% is like kind of a large. I don't know what the I don't know what's counting the web browser. I don't know what all that entails, but our main, what do you think our age range is?
I'm going to say 18 to 24 or like 18 to, well, I guess not actually. I'm thinking 25 to 35. I don't know.
78% of our listenership.
I think you're saying 78, like a 78.
Is 23 to 34.
23 to 34. Okay, hell yeah. Look at me. 78%. Go. 25 to 35. I was right. Okay, cool.
We have 10% that is 18 to 22.
Okay, cool.
Only 2% is underage. I don't know why y'all are here. You don't belong here. Come back when you're 18. This is not... I say a lot of offensive things, all right? It's not for children ears.
This is not for children ears.
This shit was
no,
marked as
sorry.
Explicit.
It's explicit, guys. Listen.
Explicit.
Sorry.
It's a big word for me. And then, as I said before, 70% male, 30% female. Well, it's actually 70% male, 23% female.
All you guys out there, all right? All the fucking
and
bros.
Then 8% non-binary.
Love that.
As you guys know, we are a fucking safe space.
Safe space, of course. Like Luffy himself would say.
If anyone has a problem with y'all.
Live and do whatever you want to fucking do. No, it doesn't. If it doesn't bother me, then why the fuck
know.
Does it matter? Yep, you do whatever you want to do, okay? Like, there should be no reason. I have been like that since I was young. I'm very thankful to have been raised in a household that was very like, you be whatever you want to be. But then my parents still had their opinions, but they let my sister and I, like, we were allowed to do and agree with whatever we wanted to. So thank God. I wish more people that would happen to, but you know, but anyway, save space.
Yeah, those are just a little rundown of our fucking stats just for fun.
That's crazy. Here. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. And most of those
places I want to visit, which is kind of cool that we've like our like podcast has touched at least the country. You know, like someone. It is weird
seeing that we've touched 10 countries. Yeah, and it's like,
that's so cool. Oh my god,
Algeria, dog. What? Hit me up in Discord, bro. Whoever is Algerian.
Even if it's just if they just accident, I don't know, like just like the listen itself getting like, that's fucking awesome. So thank you. We love y'all.
So what is everyone here for? We are here for anime, and we're going to talk about anime.
Oh boy.
Our Lord and Savior Goda has graced us with don't make that sound. Oda, yeah, he's Goda, the
fucking god,
has graced us.
He's worthy of that. Sound. With
a monster.
I just want to consume all of his content. Absolute
monster. That's what the show is called, Monster on One Piece. Monsters. I thought
you were about to give some crazy opinion.
That shit is fucking amazing. I'm really salty that it was only one episode. Jackie had pointed out that she was like, I think it's only one episode, because I really thought we were getting at least. Because, like, you know, 12. your name is a one-shot, you know what I mean? And that's still an hour and a half of content. Yeah. So I was like, you know what I mean? We've seen one-shots go up to an hour, hour and a half before. I thought we would get at least three episodes of Monster, because it's an iconic character. They made a big fucking scene about it. Like you said, they were calling it a series.
I thought it was.
They weren't just saying one episode. They weren't advertising as one episode.
Yeah. I don't know. I still haven't accepted it, but we'll see what happens.
So... Oh, you think you're still holding out hope that some drops next week? He's worthy
of the suck sound for he content, is, okay? Goda is, so accept it for what it is, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You want to rant for 20 minutes of Alpha? Listen, Goda is worthy of it.
Yeah. I understand. Goda is fucking... I just don't...
I'm honestly, though, guys, I'm a little salty that it's
one episode?
I don't believe it. I'm not trying to accept that. Because if it is, then my opinion changes.
They literally told us Ryuma D. King. It was good if it wasn't. Is his name Ryuma D. King? That's a crazy fucking name to give someone, and then give. But I will say,
you didn't. 20 minutes. Okay with the animation. You weren't like
The first cut was crazy, but the dragon cut was like lacking for one episode.
It was a little, yeah.
Like, the dragon cut could have been cooler for one episode.
They really.
But that first black and white when he was fighting that fucking bitch ass thief.
I'm upset. If it was more than one,
that fucking Gabe's version of fucking Mihawk.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't given an opinion yet, so we'll see what happens.
Of what, Monster?
I want to see if it'll continue or not. It doesn't make any sense to me of why it wouldn't, so I don't know.
There's no other
content. I haven't accepted it. That he could write something up real quick, okay?
That's what I'm saying. Make some shit up, bro.
You don't even have to do a lot, Oda. Like, I'm telling you, like, you make beautiful fucking art and stories. Just do a little, like, he goes on a little adventure. I don't know, just for 12 episodes, like... I thought it was going to be, unless we all just read it wrong, I thought it was going to be a series, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I expected more. Hopefully we get more, but I mean, we have 400 filler episodes of Boruto. Like, I'll take 50 episodes of this motherfucker. After that first episode, give me at least 25 episodes of him just walking around.
Yeah, he was a dope character.
Yeah, that's like, why I loved him so much. I want to see more of the fucking sword, the Shisui.
Maybe I just read it all wrong. Maybe we all did, because we all just expect so much out of Goda.
Yeah, we're like, bro, just make a bunch more. What's wrong with that?
One Piece, dude, and write One Piece and finish it and come out with this for 12 episodes.
Yeah. Also, make a whole nother anime about a write off.
And oversee the live action from 700 episodes and ago. Everything else.
Please. And he somehow still doesn't disappoint, because that shit slapped.
The anime itself has been slapping. Yeah, everyone needs to hop on the bandwagon now. We have friends that are like, they've made like, I don't know, they're just been grinding. Like, they've just been grinding. Taven is
literally in Wano.
Yep.
That is crazy.
And Jenna
to me.
And fucking.
Yeah, and Jenna. Jenna's literally about to. She's watching Odin's backstory. Where's Mitch? Mitch is in fucking Wano. Everybody's in Wano. He's about to start Act 3. Now. We have three friends who we got to start watching this anime.
Yeah.
We got to start watching this show because we're fucking Straw Hats. We're certified Straw Hats. Oda, we got you, dog. And they're all in Wano, reaching Wano at the same time. That's crazy to me. We are watching other things, obviously, though, of course. We are watching Delicious Dungeon. What'd you think about that? It was on Netflix.
I've watched three episodes.
I've been enjoying it. I can't give an opinion. Nami from One Piece is doing the dub. The live action Nami. She is dubbing the blonde woman. Elf.
Dub. I haven't listened to the dub. So.
That's the only one we've watched.
Okay.
Wait, For Delicious Dungeon.
For Delicious Dungeon, okay.
The one where they're just eating, eating the fucking monsters?
Yeah, I know. I remember it. Because the guy's like, hey, we gotta go back and save, I don't know. It's a weird setup to a story, so it's not that I don't fuck with it.
Yeah, I don't understand. Your sister's been digested.
To hold my attention. And your sister's been digested, dog. There's so much anime that doesn't hold my attention anymore, like... I'm like, what is this plot? Like, it's so basic. But, I mean, it's cute in the way it's... I'm definitely going to finish it, but it's nothing like... I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what was
happening. It's not Egghead.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's
Egghead's been popping.
It's just hard. Again, maybe as a mom, I'm trying to have my brain unshrunk itself from being a mother, which is... That's a real thing that happens. Your brain shrinks a little bit. So, I'm trying to undo that and pay attention to all these animes because there's a lot going on. Okay.
Yeah, that's what, like, we just got Egghead, and it was a phenomenal intro. Unfortunately, it was absolutely overshadowed by fucking Mashal season 2.
I'm actually going to argue this. The intro, yes.
Yeah, kinda, that's what I'm talking about, the intro.
The anime?
I'm talking about the
boring
intro.
Boring as fuck.
I'm talking about the intro. All right. Do we need to run back? We need to run that sound back?
No, we're good. That's fine.
Because why?
It's fire.
Because the intro is bad. Because the intro is better, unfortunately. I don't want to admit it either.
You did say that. You were like, this Mashal intro is better than the anime. And I was like, I'm gonna try it again because I watched the first episode and I liked it. But then after 5 episodes, I was like falling asleep. I was like, what's happening? I don't even know what's happening
anymore.
Yeah,
she did restart the whole anime. She restarted the whole anime because of the season 2 intro.
It's just boring.
No, I don't think it's boring. I think she just watched too many. You can't watch 4 or 5 episodes in a row. You got to watch like 2, 3, and that's it.
And then stop and then
come back. Yeah, the next day. Not the week. Damn, you're a hater.
Give it a little bit. Well, I'm watching other shit too, so you know.
What are you watching right now?
I was trying to find Ancient Magus Bride. I still need to finish Freehand. There's a lot that I need to finish, okay? And I was talking
like
to another
four
mom.
Episodes behind on
I was talking to another mom, and this is how our brains literally work now. Like because I'd be cleaning and doing shit to take care of my child. Okay, I'm not a lazy piece of shit, so I do what I gotta do, and then I'm like, well, fuck, what am I gonna watch? What am I gonna read? So I'm gonna try to read Freehand to catch myself up, because once this new guy joined, I kind of like, well, I don't know, it was hard for me to follow a little bit, so there's stuff that I have to rewatch and read, and I have a lot going on, but that's the beauty of my life now, is I'm always doing something, so, okay, is what it is. But yeah, I'm trying, and then we've been watching One Piece more because now that Egghead is happening. Oh my
god,
it's been beautiful.
This is also anime related, anime related. You've been watching Star Wars Rebels.
Oh yeah.
You've been grinding that.
It's been a vibe. In season three,
I know we're pretty much only speaking to like Light right now and a few other select people who watch Rebels.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you guys have watched Star Wars at all, we haven't done our Star Wars episode.
I do fuck with it though.
We're getting ready. Probably February. We're going to do February or March because we got to do our award show episode in February.
Yeah.
And then Star Wars maybe also February or the following month.
Hell yeah.
The Star Wars episode. But yeah, Isabel's watching. I really want you to get through Rebels before we do the Star Wars episode.
Okay. Then I'll just definitely grind.
She's already halfway through season 3, so... Okay. We only have a season and a half left. And season 4 is, I think, the shortest season. So, you saw the time skip. We have older Ezra. We have a blind Kanan.
Mm-hmm.
We have Hera. You saw that show
so
with Darth
much
Maul.
Happened. Oh, my God.
Darth Vader showed up, was wiling out, killed Ahsoka.
Maybe.
I think she
definitely comes back because obviously Ahsoka.
Yeah, she definitely gets a whole fucking live action. She comes back, but
I don't know how.
She was defeated in the tower by Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how, so we'll see how.
But, like, Darth Vader's that dude, so, like, obviously. Right.
But I'm just saying.
And you saw him pop it off, too. Yeah, like, it's Darth Vader. We saw all three of the Inquisitors. You saw Darth Maul pull up and fight all the Inquisitors with Kanan, Ezra, and Ahsoka.
Right.
Wild fucking team up.
Right.
You saw Hera being a real one, just fucking holding Kanan down with all his shit, even after he got blinded.
I mean, Ezra be pissing me off as usual. Yeah. Like, I don't know. He's like the main character, so I get it. But then he's also just trying so hard with his, I don't know, like they just kind of.
He's like, I can learn from the dark side. And Kanan's like,
and he's like, I can do everything myself. He's just trying to be a grown up way too quick. And this is literally how we made Vader. He's trying. So yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You saw Bendu.
It's Star Wars. The Force, it's cute. Bendu, I mean, it's definitely cute. It's not like some crazy. Oh my god, it's cute. It's still younger. Like, you know, kids can watch. Anybody can watch this shit. Okay, it's not. I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just saying, anybody can watch it. But it's definitely cute. I love it. And Chopper's a vibe. Hera and all the, you know, it's all a vibe. Yeah, they're
Chopper's
all a vibe.
Already murdered. Like,
it's a vibe. Okay,
50,000 people at this point. In the anime. Rebels is an anime. I'm considering Rebels an anime.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far.
On par with Avatar.
It is up there, though.
On par with...
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
And you ain't even seen the best yet. You ain't even seen the best yet. So I'm just saying, we got a lot to go for Rebels. Fuck, my phone died with all the... with all the notes on it.
Man, that sucks. What are we gonna do?
Talk about Cyberpunk and One Piece, probably, the rest of the time. We've been grinding the fuck out of Cyberpunk. Fan Liberty.
I've been trying. I have a baby, so.
Yeah, you're playing the DLC now, though, and you're halfway. You're definitely halfway through the DLC. You just made your choice. You picked Somi, even though we just watched the live action Rie get fucked over. I never saw that CGI before. That was crazy.
That shit was wild.
I felt horrible for Reed.
Made us really feel bad for
Reed. I can't. I'm a swinging on fucking Somi the first time I see that.
I was like,
bitch.
All right, I guess I'm going against Somi the next time I guess play what? For my bitch. Fourth playthrough of the next greatest time. Game of all time. All you fucking, come on now.
Yeah, fake bitches. Thankfully, this time, this is what I'm playing. I'm literally doing the fuck. I'm picking
you're
Reed's
full
option
Johnny
this time.
And full Reed.
Yeah, full Johnny, full Reed this time. That's what I'm doing as a corporate
I need to
role.
See all of it. Oh my god, I can't wait.
I think I'm literally about to do the mission. Where you, like, pick officially the side. But I've pretty much been, every time it's been, like, disrespect Somi, I've been like, yes, Somi. How do you get caught, bitch? You acting sus. I think you tried to get us killed. I just be calling her out all the time. Every time I speak to her, she's like, are you going to trust me with this information? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I can trust you ever again after you betrayed Reed.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch.
She's, I don't know, she's a treacherous one.
She is a treacherous one. The game is so fun, oh my god.
Thankfully, it did win best continuing game, shouts out.
Thank god.
And I'm like fucking, I don't even know, like 400 hours into this bitch now.
Yeah, Dylan's been doing different builds. There's so much you can do with this game. Like, the replayability.
I'm on my fourth
playthrough. I got my money's worth 1,500 hours ago, all right? Like, however many hours I did. I'm just saying, like, I'm not there, but I'm like a lot of hours, okay? Like, come on now, guys.
Me and Anime of the Week the other day both started the hardest difficulty at the same time, the career mode.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he had given up the same night on the hardest difficulty.
Damn.
I pushed through. I'm about 25 hours into the hardest difficulty.
How are you feeling?
It's I'm definitely I'm comfortable now.
You are? Damn.
It was hard. It was really hard for the first, like, and I still die way more than the original version.
Right,
I still
die. Right.
Like,
of course.
If I go to get on and play, I'm dying at least three times. For
really?
Sure. At least three times.
Damn.
But it was before I was dying like 8, 9, 10 times every time I got on. I was just getting fucking sometimes.
But honestly, guys, Dylan's a menace as his daughter is. He's also
a
menace. And especially in his gameplay, he doesn't
around.
Be stealth. He doesn't be, he's like, I can just
I try
take
to
this.
Be stealth.
No, you do not. You're like, for 1 second, and he's like, all right, guess I'm not stealth. And just fucking goes on.
Did you see me?
Yeah.
I guess everyone's dead now.
In these games, I'm like, what, like, calm down. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's just always in there. It's just always a shit show. Every time I look at your screen, it's like, what the fuck is happening over there?
I know, I'm just, like, flying through
and
space.
And I'm, like, stealthily killing everybody, taking my... I mean, I'm playing
pausing
it on
time. I have a fucking rifle that shoots 1,000 rounds a minute. I'm shooting off 3 grenades at once. Yeah, I'm fucking, like,
he's just a fucking
I'm just menace. Doing match it. And then I just pause time. And then I unpause time, everyone. 40 people died in 30 seconds.
It's so good.
I think I don't think
it's
you
such
guys,
a fun game, guys. I have, release your anger in this game.
I have
great.
So many. I have like 4 Cyberpunk videos coming out.
Yes.
And the only so thing excited. Preventing them is me trying to find good Cyberpunk non-copyrighted music. That's been the only thing preventing me from putting these out is finding good music.
I gotta get a little clip. You gotta put some of me.
Yeah, we'll make you a whole fucking video. You have enough clips. I know
no,
how many fucking clips
not.
You have on your computer. Yes,
I'm
you have
trash.
Enough clips. You have enough clips on your computer.
Oh my god.
But I just this is amazing. Unlike that fucking shitty ass fake Pokemon game that everyone's playing right now. It's not even like Pokemon, you know what I mean? It's called Pal World. We talked about it on the podcast before because we're not like some fucking basic ass gaming show. You know what I'm saying? We talked about this shit 10 months ago on the podcast. Y'all just found out about it.
Yeah, I guess we
Yeah, we talked about it forever ago when it first came out. We're like, oh, Pokemon with guns, blah, blah.
Pokemon with guns.
It's not even Pokemon with guns.
Kind of, I mean.
They just marketed it like that so that dumb people would buy the game. It's literally Ark. It's just Ark. Right. And then the Pokemon also happen to be able to shoot guns.
Oh.
Like, that's it.
I don't really support the games that are kind of, like, just basic ripoffs of other games. Like, I just
And that's all
that's
that company's known
like,
for doing is ripping off straight Switch games.
I don't know. That's just kind of stupid, in my opinion.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be another It's gonna be another Temtem. You know what Temtem is?
Yeah. Yep.
You heard
I think
Temtem?
I have it, or
it,
I did
it's
download
like
that.
Noggle. I think we got Humble Bundled one day.
Yeah, I think I have it. And I played that for 20 minutes, and I got off, so.
It's just not going to work out, you guys. I just want the best for the gaming community, and the gaming community constantly just caves at every single obstacle. They're just like, yep, this looks cool.
I know y'all think that we're like, just a money we're not grab. Haters, but then we support the companies that put out like really good games and are like treating their employees good and are doing, you know what I mean? Like, we be supporting all them.
Like look,
and animators, like everybody.
Look at the games we picked to support. Dying Light 2. Right? That was a game I've rode hard. They're still supporting it. They just did a fucking Christmas zombie funsies DLC. The Techland gives a fuck about its consumer and its gamer.
Yeah.
We just supported CG Projekt Red. We've been watching since fucking the episode back in the day, 2021, crying about 2027.
Yeah.
One of our original episodes.
Oh my god, I love that episode. Yeah.
Literally us supporting Cyberpunk.
Ain't that crazy?
And look where Cyberpunk is now officially a top 5 video game of all time.
It's literally, I don't know.
Of all time.
I've played it, what, I have 135 hours in this fucking, I don't even know.
Honestly, I've played Skyrim.
I don't even know.
I've bought Skyrim 8 times. I've played it thousands of hours. I've bought Fallout 5 times. I've played it thousands of hours.
Yeah.
Nothing has even come close to the quality of Cyberpunk.
It's just
to be honest, like, I really can't, I don't want to say Cyberpunk is number one just because, like, I would really have to sit down and think about it, you know what I mean? But
it's fucking
really think Cyberpunk's number one. Like, besides like Far Cry 5, right? We had a fucking fantastic time playing that game together, co-op game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not better than Cyberpunk,
No,
though.
It's not. But it is, like, it has a special place in my heart.
Yeah, it has a special place. Halo 3.
But, like, what do I always go back to?
Cyberpunk? Halo 3, special place in my heart. Yeah. Cyberpunk,
I do believe that for y'all that are, like, on Starfield or some other games that are, I do believe that if you really get
Cyberpunk If you're on Starfield,
a chance,
you're a fucking dumb fucking
bitch. No, I'm
bitch.
Just, in general, though, if you're, like, and Starfield, and we'll just, all these games, if you give it a chance, guys, and it will literally be your next game that you will nonstop go back to, like, for sure.
So, yeah, like I said, like, I don't care what you guys play, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind. Play whatever you want, play what makes you happy. It just sucks because I'm looking big picture, you know what I'm saying? I see where certain things take the gaming industry. When things succeed in a big way, they don't see anything else but numbers and money. You know what I mean? They don't care if it's AI generated trash. They don't care if it's harming fucking making fast or not fast passes. What do they call them? Battle passes and shit. They don't care about that. They don't care if you're loot box gambling as a child. They don't care about none of that. They care about making money and fucking selling shit. And that's it. So if they see something sells well and it's trash and it do good, they're just going to keep making that same trash. Do you think Pokemon's been trash for 4 generations now, 5 generations now? Because it keeps getting bought up.
Yeah. I liked Arceus, though. I don't know why everyone has such a hate. Like,
Arceus was good. It was just empty. Yeah, well, the story was mid as fuck.
There's no story, but I mean,
it was better than Violet's story.
That was the most fun I had hunting Pokemon, but it could have been better. I agree. I completely agree with that. But isn't that, like, guys, the beauty of content? We can all like and consume different stuff, and... Please don't think that we're as the Segway summoners up here. We're not. No. Like we're all about the content that we consume, and we're gonna preach it. But hey, you do you. Like whatever the hell.
Like I'm not gonna lie. Like Pal World, whatever. It looks decent. Like it looks fun. There's certain things I think are fucking stupid. Like loading your fucking pal into a rocket launcher and shooting your pal at another thing. That's dumb as fuck. It's flat out just so dumb as fuck. Being able to capture humans and slave trading humans and murdering humans and stuff. Yeah, because the little Pokemon balls that they catch monsters with also will just catch humans.
What the fuck?
That's how they dodge. That's how they hit them with the pair. If Nintendo and Game Freak and them were to sue them for Pokemon or whatever, they would just be like, "Can you catch humans in Pokemon?" Okay. It's like protected by parody law.
That's why I just don't. I mean, I'm just not gonna play it. But hey, everyone else have fun.
Yeah, y'all have fun for $25. I mean, it's definitely like.
Or the company should.
There's $25 worth of gameplay.
Just like how I don't want to support Game Freak either, because yeah, they've been coming out. And they could easily afford a nice Pokemon game. Maybe they have one in the works. I don't know. I mean, we can pray. But
and it's not even. It's no. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's no hate towards. No, I just don't support. Gaming companies, you know,
yeah,
who are
we
doing, and I don't even give a fuck, because this isn't even like a, like, you know, like Quentin had said to me about like how people with the whole Hogwarts thing were making it very like
if you play the game,
like, oh, if you play Hogwarts you hate fucking gay people,
whatever,
yeah,
whatever.
Like it's not even like that, because I don't give a fuck. You guys can play whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't think I'm better than you guys for not playing it. Yeah, I think I'm maybe a little smarter. But I don't think I'm better. I don't feel like fucking a king or anything like that. I don't fucking whatever. I definitely have $30 more now because I didn't buy Pal World. I'll buy One Piece cards with that $30.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But like, yeah, I don't care. Buy whatever you want. I'm just going to be ashamed when 5 years down the road, all we have is fucking Pal World copies of Ark and people trying to make Pokemon clones and like legal parody Pokemon clones or just parody. And now that this one parody game has succeeded, we're going to just get an influx of, hey, this is Zelda, but parody. Hey, this is fucking.
Or maybe the Pokemon game.
Far Cry, the parody.
You know what I mean? They'll be like, all right.
They're not
going to
do that. They don't give a fuck. Pokemon doesn't give a fuck.
They don't care.
That,
but that's my problem with the Pokemon Company and Game Freak. They could make so much money if they just came out with some proper shit. And it's just like
that's what you guys don't get is
I don't know
Pokemon as a franchise. Pokemon as a franchise.
Not enough Japanese people.
They do not make their money in the video games or the anime. That's not where they make their fucking money. So they don't give a shit about that. Merchandise.
Merchandise. Okay. That's
they make their money in fucking $400 Pikachu statues and Eeveelution fucking sets that cost $400, $500.
Yeah,
they make spoons with Eevee and Pikachu hugging as the fucking handle for $60. That's where they make their money. They're not making their money off of a fucking $60 game that they're going to put out one every 4 years and then not support it, not give a fuck about it.
Yeah,
and you guys are just going to complain about it for 2 years and then move on. They don't give a fuck.
Out with them little fun games. They don't want to make like a big, nice fucking.
Why do you think Ash looked like shit in the anime? You think they give a fuck in the last seasons? You know what I'm saying? Do you think they give a fuck that we were like, we really want the old art style back? They don't care.
I know the OG. Oh,
it was probably cheaper to make Ash look like a fucking dumb child. They don't care.
God.
So yeah, you know.
They definitely are. They're gearing it more. I'm talking about Pokemon Ramp. It's like, why? Yeah, they have such an older audience too that has been with Pokemon since your age when it came about, or the, what was it, the 90s, right?
Yeah, it was my. It was
so
my
it's
era,
like,
yeah. I was their first target audience when I was like six.
Like, but, why don't y'all try to gear it towards, make some content towards the older, you know what I mean? All the ones that have been here. I mean, the kids like it too, but.
Because they don't care.
I know. That's the thing, guys. See, we know that because if there's too much greed or I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Every now and then you get glimpses. Someone has a good idea when they're like, hey, what if we do like Pokemon Origins and then just do like hardcore anime style and put that on YouTube for free?
Hell yeah.
But then they're like, yeah, but we're never doing that again.
But we're only going to do three of them, and they're going to be 20 minutes, and that's all you get.
And they're going to be hard to find on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and like, they do things like the, did you watch Pokemon? You still have to watch it, I think, Pokemon Concierge.
I
didn't watch the last episode yet.
I think that's stop action animation.
I mean, it's still, honestly,
I don't know how I felt about it.
You take the Pokemon out of it, ugly. Can't look at that shit.
Yeah, that's
it's true. Only just because Pokemon, they used Pokemon and they used it mainly like the first 150. Mm-hmm. So obviously, it's gonna hit a little more.
It's cute, but yeah, in its own way.
But and yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not defending Pokemon either. Like, Legends was cool, but it was bare.
It was,
you know,
I mean,
it was pretty
but
bare.
I still like that was the best.
It was
that
a good base format.
Exactly.
It was definitely the best one in the past, like fucking.
Yeah, for sure.
Besides Pokemon Snap, I love Pokemon Snap. Oh, you guys,
Snap,
you understand?
Yeah,
I need more Pokemon Snap. If anything,
they need to update it more exactly.
Yeah, I need like four more Pokemon Snap DLCs. I'll pay for them. They gave us the Pokemon Snap DLC for free.
Hell yeah!
Like, bruh, I'll pay for it.
We're telling you what the content should be.
Yeah, I'm telling you. People want more Pokemon Snap.
Hell yeah.
Not fucking Pokemon Violet. The new Pokemon Violet and shit DLC looks horrible. People are just walking around as Pokemon and that's supposed to be the entertaining gameplay. It's like, look, I can walk around as Krogon.
I didn't play that game, guys. I said, fuck that shit.
Yeah, as well skip that shit entirely.
I skipped it. I'm going to be playing probably the next one, so we'll see what happens.
We don't even buy Pokemon cards anymore, to be honest. Just One Piece cards.
Just One Peak, you mean?
And it just keeps proving me right, because now One Piece is, it just keeps skyrocketing in price, too. It's unbelievable.
I'm so excited.
The first set alone is about to touch $1,000.
Hell
like,
yeah.
For the whole set.
Oh my god.
Well, not even for the whole set, because we only have, like, 90% of the set.
Dang.
And it's about to be $1,000.
Oh my god.
So, One Piece hitting.
Because they got all this shit coming out for it. One Piece is just going up the ranks.
This whole year is going to be One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just how we're going to end the episode. You know what I mean? Just, we talked about Cyberpunk, again, being the greatest game in the whole world. I'm open to debate this. If you guys genuinely think that there's a better game than Cyberpunk in character building, world building, fucking gameplay.
I think there's definitely some other options that people could bring up for sure.
I mean, I'm not saying there's not any other contenders.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Cyberpunk is guaranteed
a contender.
A top five.
Yeah. No, I would definitely. I'm just trying to think of like the ones that I've seen.
It's always hard, you know what I mean, to get like the number one. Like, outside of like One Piece, obviously, is number one. But like, even that, you know what I mean? Like, the number two is like debatable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Switches up sometimes.
Right.
But, yeah, I just don't know. I'm still not running out. I'm still having more and more ideas about Cyberpunk.
Yeah, honestly,
my builds,
that should
my fucking...
be another thing, is the replayability.
Replayability.
I mean,
fucking crazy.
What other game? I really haven't heard of a game that, like, even for me, I put this many hours into, like, and I still have other, but you're still, like, you're on build 4 or whatever.
There's all
but,
kinds of, even like, you just saw I did the fight with the clown.
Yeah.
And I have that because I have that special ability on my body that sets off an EMP. Anytime you fight him before, he has a grenade on his face. And you ask him, like, when you're doing missions and stuff with him, you're like, is that thing going to just go off, bro? And he's like, no, it's been here for years. It's safe, blah, blah, blah. But if you EMP him, it'll trigger the grenade and his head explodes. And it's an instant
wild win
for the fight. I didn't know that when it happened.
By accident.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
and
shit.
His head just blew. I think I have a video. Didn't I record it? I think.
I hope so.
Because I think that was how it showed you. I don't think you were there actually when it happened right away. But it's just like little things like that. You know what I mean?
Like
crazy details.
Details. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like One Piece. The more you look at it, the more details you're going to find, the better it's going to make your experience. And then now on top of that, you have edge runners to make your experience even better. We're about to get Orion, which is going to even be fucking crazier. For the Cyberpunk universe.
I just had a video on, and one of the creators was literally like, yeah, like I put my heart and soul and it's the most of myself into the cyberpunk, like the creators of this game. That's why I think we just watched a whole development team video of Project Red, preaching about the one piece, like the people that are making this amazing content that deserve the praise and the money. I think that we, you know, they should
you just saw what the Toei employers that came out and said.
What?
They're like, hey, just, I know in case you all were wondering, Toei treats us real good over here.
Yeah.
As an, the, all that, the animators, yeah. Just on, like, no, guys. Just like last week, they all went, like, went to Twitter and stuff. They're like, yo, Toei treats us like fucking kings because we'd be putting out fucking peak.
Yeah.
And then MAPPA's over there whipping their employees and fucking dumping bodies and shit in the background.
Yeah, it makes me
to
feel
have
so
blotchy
watching that
Jujutsu Kaisen animation that y'all champ. Y'all champ it. I'm not saying it didn't look good. You know what I'm saying? It looked great, but I'm just saying pause it. Pause the anime. Pause the fight.
Yeah.
Pause the fight and frame for frame. We'll go frame for frame. Pause the fight.
You might see the blood, sweat, and tears of the employees that were trying to make that shit quickly. For
might see the soul of the employees trapped in the fucking animation panel.
Is that the company?
Yeah, MAPPA.
MAPPA. R.I.P.
Not Toei though.
Come on now.
Not CG Project Red though.
That's true. Yeah, they would be chilling too, and they'd be making amazing content.
They're just hanging out with their dogs. We just watched a whole studio tour.
Yeah, studio tour.
We just watched them hook up a random YouTuber who makes alcoholic beverages. They just hooked him up with a whole fucking care package of like custom afterlife glassware.
Yeah,
and
like, come on now.
Yeah.
About to get this.
You know what I'm saying? They just reach out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, see you, Project Red.
We love y'all.
One present. One present. I'll sponsor y'all for a year. I'll just fucking run this shit. every episode, I'll be here. I'll do dedicated episodes.
Clips. We'll put all of our clips that we got.
I'll run CD. I'll run fucking Cyberpunk back right now.
Yep.
Sponsored stream. Cyberpunk only streams all year.
And then, you know what? We could get a year's worth of content is doing different shit. Like,
yeah, you literally
really
could. No
probably
problem.
Could with our timeline. I mean, come on.
Literally, if the, my like one of my only complaints with Cyberpunk. Yeah, I know we said we were going to end the episode like fucking 5-6 minutes ago, but this is just a hate-filled episode. That's why I'm going to... I don't know what the title this is going to be, but it's going to be something with hate. About love? No, we're doing that. We'll save love for another episode. I have none of that in my heart right now.
The peak of 2077.
The peak of 2077? No.
I'm just coming up with shit. Leave me alone. I just love one.
Yeah, the thing I hate... Yo, CD Projekt Red, you guys could put change in the car's colors.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me change my car's color.
I need to change this
and listen, I know I can mod and I can do stuff like that. I haven't touched any of the Cyberpunk mods yet. I don't know if I want to. Maybe I'll get it. If it was a game that was interesting enough to mod, it would be Cyberpunk.
Just for the
colors,
though, you mean for the...
No, just for if I'm gonna mod Cyberpunk, I'm gonna get wild with it.
Yeah,
see what I can do.
Like Skyrim. Yeah,
I'm putting a lightsaber in that bitch immediately. That's almost what I do in every game. I'm like, hey, can I have a lightsaber? I'm in Skyrim running around with a lightsaber. I'm dead ass. I did it in Fallout as well.
Really?
Those were the only two games I ever modded, Skyrim and Fallout.
Yep.
Well, and Clone Hero.
I remember playing Skyrim with all the mods, and it was a lot of fun.
All right, but that's it. I don't have anything else to hate on or say.
We love y'all.
Be safe traveling down the summit. Peace. Thank you.